Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a little over a month ago, Brian O'Connell reported on this programme about significant issues with children's disability services in Tuam and surrounding areas. Services were to be located in a newly refurbished building, The Grove, but families told Brian about months and sometimes years waiting for any engagement or intervention. Well, Brian joins us now again with an update not only on the situation in Tuam, but nationally. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So will you remind us briefly of the background to all of this?
Essentially around the country, children's disability services, so we're talking about OT, speech and language, and different interventions, they're being brought together in network teams. So these are called children's disability network teams. 91 teams are now in place, and a family forum has been set up for each team. As of mid-December, 68 forums are in place. These are family forums, and they'd work with families on developing and improving services, as well as communicating effectively. And we'll come back to those teams shortly, because I did get a breakdown of staffing levels on each team that's been set up. In Tuam, as you said, services were to be located at The Grove. This is a newly refurbished facility. But as we heard a little over a month ago, families told us how some of them have spent years waiting for engagement from the service, and they're now paying privately. In one case, Claire, one family are doing virtual sessions with an OT based in Australia. Such are the issues trying to access services locally.
The Minister with responsibility for this area, Anne Rabbitt, responded to the issues in Tuam and elsewhere following your report the last time.
Yes, Minister Rabbitt said she felt complete empathy for the families in Tuam, which is in her constituency. She said she couldn't accept the situation in Tuam. She apologised to families and to the countless families around the country having difficulty accessing services. She made it clear she was going to be engaging with the services, asking questions around staffing levels, access to services. And I can confirm now, Claire, that a review has been ordered into the issues in Tuam. Now, before we get to that, let's just remind ourselves of some of the experience of families trying to access to services locally and failing. I met with Thomas Lawless from Tuam. He has two children who have autism, and he told me in early December of his frustration seeing this newly refurbished state-of-the-art facility and not being able to access any services that his children need.
We're not getting them. My children aren't getting them. And
are you getting any services?
No, they've been on the waiting list now for 1 year and they haven't received any. So we had a meeting with two women, and it was basically just to say that your children won't be receiving therapy anytime soon.
No physiotherapist, no speech and language therapist, no occupational therapist. Undoubtedly, you're asking questions. So what are you being told?
Well, we're not really being communicated with, bar the family forum meetings that we have. Mm-hmm. And it's just to say that things aren't improving. Staffing is the big issue.
What impact has the lack of services had on your children?
That they're not progressing, they're not making progress. I mean, the whole point about these services is to try and get them young. And as parents, all we want to achieve is for them to be independent. I mean, you're here in this town of Tuam. It's synonymous really with neglect of children, as we've seen with the mother and baby home. Some people ask, well, what is going to be the scandal of this age? What will people talk about in 30 years saying, yeah, that was awful. This is it. The neglect of our disabled children. That is the scandal of our age. And it's happening here, not just in Tuam, but nationwide. There are children in other European countries. They're not suffering like our children are suffering. And that's not right.
So that was Thomas Lawless. And that was about 5 weeks ago. So, Brian, has anything changed?
Well, unfortunately, families I've been speaking to over the weekend say there hasn't been a change. The majority I talked to said they haven't had contact from the HSE since they talked about their experiences. They also point to a family forum meeting. This was committed to, it was postponed, and they say they haven't had contact about how and when they'll be able to access these vital services. There has been some action, as I said, confirmed that the HSE is to conduct an internal review into the situation in The Grove and examine just why it is families have been left without services for so long. I got an update from Minister Mr. Rabbit over the weekend, which we'll come to. But 5 weeks on, as I say, Clare, families said they could see little in way of progress. Now, I spoke to Thomas Lawless again on Friday. He mentioned the fact that although Ireland ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2018, we haven't ratified an additional protocol. This would strengthen the convention. So in terms of his own situation, I asked Thomas, had there been any improvement in terms of accessing services his children need?
Nothing has changed really on the ground at the moment. I mean, we've seen the ads on Facebook for recruitment, which is something positive. But as far as I can see, nothing has changed with regards to actually accessing services at the moment.
Has anyone from the HSE contacted you in the past 4 weeks to explain what's happening?
No, no one has contacted us to explain the situation. The only contact I've had with the Child Disability Network team is to tell us that our family forum meeting has been delayed.
And these meetings are important because it's the forum whereby you can express your frustration and your anger and ask questions of the HSE.
Not just that, that's the only way that we're communicated with. So one thing that has been committed to is a review into the workings of the Child Disability Network team in CHUM. And that's something I think all parents connected to this Child Disability Network team welcome.
What do you want to come out of that review?
I suppose we would like to understand why things are the way they are. It's difficult in accessing services with this Child Disability Network team and why it seems to be an underperforming Child Disability Network team compared to others. So it galls me and other parents when we see ads saying disability rights are human rights, when this government won't even fully ratify the UN Convention with the optional protocol.
Now, I know you got a response, Brian, from the HSE locally and also from Minister Rabbit, but the problems here in children's disability services, they're not just related to CHUM, are they?
No, unfortunately. I asked the HSE for a breakdown of all Children Disability Network teams and what the staffing vacancy rates were in each. This information was accurate as of mid-December and it shows significant levels of vacancies across the country. As Thomas said, there is a significant recruitment campaign underway. You might have seen the ads on social media, for example. But in the meantime, vacancy levels mean long waits for families, not just in CHUM. Just to give you a sense, Claire, of the kind of vacancy levels in the 91 teams across the country. So this was released in a HSE report in mid-December. Some of the highest staff vacancy rates are, for example, Finglas, 57% vacancy rate in the Children's Network Disability team there, Portlaoise, 54%, Kell, 65%, Gorey, 68%. Right across the country, if you look at the reported average vacancy rates per area, it's in the range of 19%, I think was the lowest I found, up to 43%. That's the average. So really significant staff vacancy rates in all areas, with some really high in certain parts. Speech and language posts, occupational therapy and psychology, they had the biggest number of unfulfilled posts.
Well, that's a huge problem if you've got over 50% of the vacancies unfilled. I know you've spoken to the HSE and to Minister Rabbit. So first of all, the HSE, what do they have to say?
Well, the HSE said they're committed to completing this internal review of the delivery of services in CHUM due to commence by the end of January. I understand that's going to be completed sometime in February. The vacancy rate, they say, in this area in CHUM, which is the CDNT7 area, it has actually improved. It's reduced from 39% to 30% this month. So that's an improvement. They told me, then I went back to the HSE and I asked them about this family forum meeting, which Thomas referred to, which was due to take place. And there were specific reasons why that had to be postponed. A new date, they say, will be issued in the coming weeks. And they say that there has been engagement with families and with family representatives before Christmas.
Now, you got in touch as well with Minister Anne Rabbit.
Apologies, Claire, the line just dropped. I did get in touch with Minister Rabbit as well, and she confirmed to me again that this review was underway. She also said that an important decision was taken, that while there is a recruitment pause in place in the HSE, she has ensured that this doesn't apply to disability services. So she's hoping that that will have an impact on those vacancy rates, which I referred to earlier.
Brian, thank you very much for that report. That's Brian O'Connell updating us on Children's Disability Services in CHUM and right around the country.